The sound of voices over in a distant corner of the field suddenly caught his attention. A lorry had pulled up by the side of the road. He watched carefully for a moment, but couldn't see anything particular to believe in, so he returned to his introspection. There was, he remembered, an odd function call he had had last night, which he hadn't encountered before, but he had a feeling that it might be something he'd heard of called remorse. He hadn't felt at all comfortable about the way the person he'd shot at had just lain there, and after initially walking away, the monk had returned to have another look. There was definitely an expression on the person's face which seemed to suggest that something was up, that this didn't fit in with the scheme of things. The monk worried that he might have badly spoilt his evening. Still, he reflected, so long as you did what you believed to be right, that was the main thing. The next thing he had believed to be right was that having spoilt this person's evening, he should at least convey him to his home, and a quick search of his pockets had produced an address, some maps, and some keys. The trip had been an arduous one, but he had been sustained on the way by his faith. The word bathroom floated unexpectedly across the field. He looked up again at the lorry in the distant corner. There was a man in a dark blue uniform explaining something to a man in rough working clothes, who seemed a little disgruntled about whatever it was. The words, "until we trace the owner," and "completely batty, of course," were gusted over on the wind. The man in the working clothes clearly agreed to accept the situation, but with bad grace. A few moments later, a horse was led out of the back of the lorry and into the field. The monk blinked. His circuits thrilled and surged with astonishment. Now here at last was something he could believe in, a truly miraculous event, a reward at last for his unstinting, if rather promiscuous, devotion. The horse walked with a patient, uncomplaining gait. It had long grown used to being wherever it was put, but for once it felt it didn't mind this. Here, it thought, was a pleasant field. Here was grass. Here was a hedge it could look at. There was enough space that it could go for a trot later on if it felt the urge. The humans drove off and left it to its own devices, to which it was quite content to be left. It went for a little amble and then, just for the hell of it, stopped ambling. It could do what it liked. What pleasure! What very great and unaccustomed pleasure! It slowly surveyed the whole field and then decided to plan out a nice relaxed day for itself. A little trot later on, it thought, maybe around three-ish. After that, a bit of a lie-down over on the east side of the field where the grass was thicker. It looked like a suitable spot to think about supper in. Lunch, it rather fancied, could be taken at the south end of the field, where a small stream ran. Lunch by a stream, for heaven's sake. This was bliss. It also quite liked the notion of spending half an hour walking alternately a little bit to the left and then a little bit to the right, for no apparent reason. It didn't know whether the time between 2 and 3 would be best spent swishing its tail or mulling things over. Of course, it could always do both if it so wished, and go for its trot a little later. It had just spotted what looked like a fine piece of hedge for watching things over, and that would easily while away a pleasant preprandial hour or two. Good. An excellent plan. And the best thing about it was that having made it, the horse could now completely and utterly ignore it. It went instead for a leisurely stand under the only tree in the field. From out of its branches, the electric monk dropped onto the horse's back with a cry which sounded suspiciously like Geronimo.